This is Jer Lanska back with the Anointed Naturals podcast, and we're jumping right into the next lesson in the Armor of God series titled The Shoes of Peace. The Bible talks a lot about our feet, where we're going, what we're doing, how to get there, the preparation that we need, and it's just exciting that this piece of the armor is vital to stand our ground. All the other pieces, like, protect us, but the shoes of peace are really what grounds us, what supports our whole body on a foundation, and travels, gets to where we need to go, takes offensive action as well as defensive action. Let's dive into Psalms 37, verse 23. It says, "The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives." I love this verse because God is saying he loves every detail of our lives. You know, God doesn't just show up on Sunday morning and then the rest of our week is our regular life, work and play and family. No, God is involved with every part of our life. The more we understand that, the more we pray, the more we seek his guidance, every day, we'll see that he really does care about every part of our lives, even our hobbies, the things we have. He cares for us. We're his children. Just like a parent would care for their kids. You know, we love to bless our kids. We care about the things they have, what they're wearing. Like, we want to hear about what they're doing for activities, what they're doing in school. And God cares about every detail of our lives as well, even more so because he planned it. He designed our paths. And the Lord directs the steps of the godly. And that means he doesn't direct the steps of the ungodly. I mean, he has a plan for them. Make no mistake. He has steps for them to take. But they can't hear his voice. They can't follow his guidance. They can't be blessed if they're not surrendering to him, obeying him, following the word. So when we're godly, when we're made righteous, when we make the right decisions and decide that the word of God is infallible, it is the truth, I'm going to follow it no matter what, the Lord will direct our steps. As always, each time I start another lesson, I jump back into Ephesians chapter 6. Verses 10 through 17. So let's take a look. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist and the breastplate of righteousness in place, and your feet fitted with the readiness," some translations say preparation, "that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." We'll get into all these, and I'm excited about that. In Joshua chapter 1:3, it says, "I promise you what I promised Moses. Wherever you set your foot, you will be on land that I have given you." Now, we know that God is with us. And he sets a path before us. Where we go, he's calling us, and his presence is there. Angels are there protecting us. So we know, as he promised Joshua, the same promise that he gave Moses, "Wherever you set your foot, you will be on land that I have given you." Luke chapter 10, verse 19 says, "Behold, I give you the power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and all over the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." We have the power to tread upon the enemy. This is stepping, taking ground, putting our foot on the devil's neck. I mean, there's no other clear way to say it. We are going to tread on the enemy. He is not going to overtake us. in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6 through 18, it talks about six things that the Lord hates. And I'm just going to mention that one of those things is feet that are swift in running to evil. You know, the Lord is always giving us warnings and blessings, and here's his word to lead and guide us, and we get it inside of us. So when we choose to ignore it and just run off to the evil thing, to the thing we know in our heart is not the right thing to do, when we just quickly choose that, it's one of the things that the Lord hates. He hates the thing, the choice, not us. The Lord does not hate us. He hates sin, and he has instructions for us. Can you imagine just telling your children, you know, this is what I want you to do today. Here's the instructions. And then they choose to run off and do something totally different. I mean, it can be frustrating. So let's not be quick running off somewhere. Don't go where God doesn't want you to go. Don't hang out with the wrong friends. Don't go to the wrong places where you know there's questionable activities going on. We think, we pray before running off somewhere. Now, as I said, some translations use the word preparation instead of readiness for the gospel of peace, the shoes that we put on. We need to prepare ourselves. Set our mind on things above. Think about situations that could take you off course, such as a friend calling you and asking you to do something. Just think in your mind ahead of time, what if this person calls? What if this situation? What if I'm asked to go here and do this? What if I see this in a store and I know maybe I shouldn't purchase this thing? Like, just think in your mind ahead of time, prepare yourself, your answer, like, here's what I'm going to say, here's how I'm going to handle it. And I guarantee it's going to be so much smoother, so much easier to do the right thing without being called out at the last second and you're unprepared. And you make the wrong choice or decision because you don't want to hurt people's feelings, because of peer pressure. Whatever it is, prepare yourself. Be strong. Live by your conscience and don't fight against it. Don't fight against the peace that's in your heart. If you know something's wrong, if you feel that you're going off course, turn around, pray, think, meditate on the word, and get back on track. Stay the course. You know, we prepare to live a saved life. The more scriptures we get inside of us, the Holy Spirit has more to bring back to our remembrance when we need it. We will have storms in our life, and we need peace to get through these storms. So the shoes of peace, I'm telling you, we need to be walking in peace. Mark chapter 4, verse 39 says, "Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, 'Peace, be still.' And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm." What happened to the storm? Even the physical storm chilled out. We learn to speak at the storms, but we need the peace of God in us in order for it to come out of us. How do we get it in us is the question. There's a couple things to understand. We need peace with God, and we also need to have the peace of God. It's two separate things. In Romans chapter 5, verse 1, it says, "Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us." So we have peace with God. Our soul is at peace. We know that our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We're living right. There's a peace that comes along with that. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13 through 14, it says, "But now you have been united with Christ Jesus. Once you were far away from God, but now you have been brought near to him through the blood of Christ. For Christ himself has brought peace to us. He united Jews and Gentiles into the one people when in his own body on the cross, he broke down the wall of hostility that separated us." That is awesome. We have peace with God because of what Jesus has done for us. And having the peace of God, I talked about in our Fruit of the Spirit series. In the book of Galatians, it's one of the fruits, peace. We develop it in our lives. It's something that grows and matures. We need to allow the peace of God to develop in us, to be able to handle situations, to be able to handle people, to get through tough situations in life. The peace of God is something that isn't instant at 100% top level. We develop it, we grow it, it keeps getting better. So if you feel like, I just don't have any peace, that's one thing I need more of, well, it's something you can know it will get better. One cool thing is peace will help unity for the whole body of Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 through 4. Paul's talking here, therefore I, a prisoner for serving the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God. Always be humble and gentle with one another, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. For there is one body and one Spirit, just as you have been called to one glorious hope for the future. Verses 14 and 16, still in Ephesians chapter 4, says, then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever they sound like the truth. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. This is amazing. So peace not only helps our own life and helps our direction and our soul walking forward without confusion and anxiety and stress, but it fits the whole body of Christ together in unity. We need to be at peace with each other. So many times people are nitpicking and going back and forth on church doctrines and little things that they believe, but they're not vital to our salvation. And they're so caught up in something that there's no peace because there's fighting, there's confusion. We just need to live at peace with other men and women of God, period. We're on the same team. We have the same goal. We're trying to get people saved, to come to heaven, to be with the Lord for all eternity. Let's live at peace as much as we can. And it'll help the whole church grow and be in unity, working together. That's amazing. It's amazing to know that we're not just one little part on our own, but we're together with the body of Christ, working together. So it's vital that we learn to walk in peace. What is the application here? How do I walk in peace? Put on the shoes of peace. Have you ever witnessed family members just not at peace when you're together? Managers and employees, co-workers not at peace, government and citizens, you name it. And there's times where peace is absent. We need to get the peace of God into us so we can help out situations and release God's peace wherever we go. Places should be better when we walk into them. Situations should become better. Walk close with God and let peace develop in your life so that you can bring it. Bring that peace to the world around you. Let me just pray. Lord God, I just thank you for all of these listeners, that they allow your peace to develop in their lives, that they understand that they have you walking with them. You're inside of them. And where they go, you go. You'll bring peace through them to the world around them, to the situations around them, to the hurting people, to the hurting marriages, to the hurting families, to the situations where people are confused and don't know an answer, that we can bring the peace of God and help the situations become better wherever we go. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit helping us and leading us in what to do, what to say, where to go. Thank you for your peace leading and guiding us into all truth. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you again for listening to this podcast. I can't wait to jump into part two of the Shoes of Peace to continue on with this message. Until then, God bless you.
in all the world.